Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Now let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the mind and the hearts of the listeners on today. Father, that you will do it for us today. And we give your name the glory. We tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Follow me to the book of Psalms. We're going to Psalms 126, verse 5. We're going to take one scripture, one verse out of Psalms 126. And it says, 126, 5, book of Psalms, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And let's add the sixth verse. He that goes forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. But the scripture, that verse that we'll use today is verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Today, I want to say to you that all that you've gone through, and all the tears that you've sown, and all the things that you just didn't know how to get out of, and in the midnight hour when all was asleep, but yet you were crying out to the Lord, I want you to know that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So the thought I want to leave with you is, it's reaping time. Yes, it is reaping time. There is a time to sow and there's a time to reap. And the Bible tells us that as the earth lives, as the earth continues, there will be time of, as the earth remains. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that there will be sowing and reaping. There will be times, there will be sunshine and there'll be rain. Let me paraphrase it. There will be time for planting and there will be time for gathering that you planted. And then in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that there is a time for all things. Well, I want you to know that it is time for reaping. There is a time that you will laugh and there is a time that you will cry. There is a time that you will go to war and there will be a time that you will love. But the Bible says in the book of Psalms, and Psalms 126 and 5, it says that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So I want to tell you now, it is reaping time. Oh, yes, it's time for you to reap that you have sown. It is time for you to reap the benefits of your sowing in tears. And I'm reminded in Ecclesiastes where it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. It says a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. It's your time now. It is now a time for reaping. It is your time to reap that you have sown. It is your time to reap that you have planted. It's harvest time in your life now. Oh yes, it's not going to always be the same way. You may say, I planted and I've sown seeds and I don't see any harvest. You may say, I've planted and I've sown prayer and I've sown the prayer seed for my family, but I don't see nobody getting saved. You may say that I planted and I sowed in tears and I laid on my bed and I cried day and night, but God had not heard my prayer. But I'm here today to tell you that it's reaping time. The time has been revealed. reversed now. The time has changed now. God has gone before you. He sent angels before you to prepare the way. He sent angels before you to reverse the decision. And I want you to know that it's reaping time. Now is the time that you will reap what God has given to you. You will reap it. Because you've sown in tears and you're reaping joy. You've sown in tears. You've sown out of a broken heart, but you will reap out of a heart that's full with laughter. You've sown out of wet eyes and you cried all night, but you will reap in joy cometh in the morning. Yes, oh yes, joy cometh in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's reaping time. It's time now. To that you torn down, it's time to rebuild. It is time now that a time to weep and a time to laugh. There is a time to moan and a time to dance. So if I was to just say a word to you, just put on your dancing shoes because it's reaping time. God has not forgotten about you. God has heard your cry. He's heard your prayer. He's answered your prayer. The Bible tells us that God listens for the voice of his children. He's quick to answer when we cry. When we're in distress, all we have to do is send out an SOS signal to God our Father. And the Son of God will come to our rescue. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is reaping time. It is weeping time. Don't be weary in well-doing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Don't be weary in well-doing because you will reap if you faint not. You can't give up now. It's reaping time. You will reap the harvest. Don't be weary in well-doing. You've gotten to a point now that you say, I just don't know if I can take it anymore. I just don't know. I think heaven is brass over my head. You're thinking in yourself that I just don't know that all the prayers I prayed unto God, I can't get an answer from him. But I want you to know that if you don't faint, that you will see the results because it's reaping time. Oh, yes, you sowed in tears, and yet you're going to reap in joy. You sown in the midnight hour. But I want you to know that dawn is just around the corner. Daybreak is just around the corner. You see, they that sow in tears, they shall reap in joy. And it's reaping time. You've sown your tears. Don't be weary in well-doing because you will reap if you faint not. It depends on you fainting. It depends on whether you faint or not. That's one thing about God. When he gives us a conditional promise, this is a conditional promise when he says that you will reap if you faint not. If you don't faint, you're going to reap. You got to hold on. Hold on knowing that God will see you through. Hold on knowing that God will answer your prayer. Yes, it's reaping time. They that wait upon the Lord, their strength will be renewed. So I say to you today, it is reaping time. It is time now for you to reap the benefits of your harvest. It is time now that you can reap what you've been praying about. That's why the scripture says in Psalm, and when the psalmist began to write that, he said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy because God see your tears. There is a scripture in the book of Psalms that said God bottles up the tears of our eyes. Yes, we see us crying, so he bottles up our tears, and they're like a memorial unto him. But they that wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. I want you to know that it is reaping time. It's time for you to receive what you sown. That is just scripture. Whatever you sow to, you will reap. You've heard that all your life. You will reap what you sow. And that is so true because it's scripture. If you sow bad seeds in life, it's going to come back to you. I have a saying that I say, you do wrong, wrong going to follow you. Why? Because you will reap what you sow. You can't sow apples and expect oranges to come back. So I want to say to you, you that have held on to the arms of faith, that it's reaping time because you sowed in tears. God said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So you sown in tears. Midnight hour, you sown in tears. Early in the morning, you've sown in tears. 3 o'clock in the morning when you couldn't sleep, you walked the floor, you sown in tears. Well, I want to give you some encouragement on today. And I want you to know one thing, that because you sowed in tears, God's going to do it for you. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Yes, it may be sickness that you've gone through in your body for 2-3 years. But I want you to know, because you dare to believe God, God is going to fix it for you. Because you dared to believe God in that impossible situation and you sowed in tears, God is going to bring rejoicing unto you. Yes, yes, it's just around the corner. You just have to stand there and you have to wait on Him. You have to prepare yourself. You have to set the atmosphere in your mind that it's my time now. Yes, it's my time now. Not that my time will come. You that have sown in tears, it's reaping time. It's harvest time. It's time now to wait on God. As you wait on God, He will bring it to pass. He will bring that prayer that you've been praying for the last 3 months or the last year. Those things that you've been asking God for, you just wait on Him, because He's going to bring it to pass. And it will be much bigger than what you can think or what you can think about, because God has a way of rewarding His people. He has a way of coming through for His people. If we cry out to God, when He does hear, He answers our prayer, He has a way of doing it suddenly. So when you suddenly come, here is your reaping time. Your harvest will be put upon you. You won't be able to stand. Can you stand to be blessed? Oh, if you can't stand to be blessed, then you can't pray the prayer that would say, God, do it for me. But you got to be able to stand to be blessed. So all that you've gone through, all of your labor that you labored, I'm here to let you know today that you labored, but your labor wasn't in vain. That you cried and you was waking at night and you prayed and you sought God. Even those that turn down their plates and say, God, I'm going to fast about this thing. I'm going to fast about this situation. I'm going to fast until you give me an answer. Well, you've been done your 21-day fast. You've done your 7-day fast. You've done your 3-day fast, and you still haven't seen the results. But I'm here this morning to tell you, reaping is on its way. That sowing, you've sown your tears, and you've sown your fasting. You've given up your plate. You've sacrificed your food. But God has an answer for you. And He's coming quickly into your life, because it's reaping time. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Joy comes in the morning. And when joy comes, they're going to be dancing in your feet, because you're standing at the edge of a brand new day. You're at the edge of the dawning of a new day. And because you're at the edge, all you have to do is hold on to God. God will make good on His promise. Oh, yes, He will. God is not a man that He should lie. Neither is He the son of man that He should repent. If He said it, He'll do it. And today He's saying to you, it's reaping time. It's harvest time. Go get your harvest. Wait on God as He drop it in your spirit. Some of your harvest will be material things. Some will be physical, but some will be spiritual. And God will take you from one level to another. That you're going through is only because God is trying to make you. That you're going through is because it's your training ground. You won't be able to help anyone else if you haven't gone through yourself. So it's reaping time for you. It's harvest time, because you held on because you believe God, because you stood on his word, God is going to see you through. He's going to do it for you in this hour. And we're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about right now. That if you believe God, God will do it for you. They that sow in tears will reap in joy. God bless you. And remember, this is hope for today.